Savings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I can change the world with my own two hands, make a better place. With my own two hands, make a kinder place. Oh, with my own two hands, with my own two hands.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we're all trying to do the next right and honorable thing. We really are. And people like John D., and I appreciate him calling in today, people are wanting to do the right thing and expose the right information, and I appreciate everyone doing that. I just also want you to know that Josh was able to get a hold of one of the gentlemen from...
Media consultant
firm CVS, and we did get a response from him. There is more to this story, which I really thought probably there existed there. So we're going to try to get him on the air during this program before 10 a.m. Central today to find out what happened when that veteran was allegedly fired for taking away a knife from someone or a screwdriver from someone. Okay, let me get back to John D. John, go ahead, please. And what are you concerned about? And what is the option other than Donald Trump?
Okay, first what I'm concerned about is this. Trump is the president selected by the Netanyahu military, corporate, weapons manufacturers, industrial war machine.
Okay, how do you know that?
Because from this, if you would allow me to play Trump's own words, this will indicate to you that he is beholden to and will obey the orders for an attack on Iran. This is what I suspect. My suspicions are very high, and there's much evidence to indicate that he will obey Netanyahu's orders to attack Iran. Let me just say this. Trump is a president selected by the Netanyahu military, corporate, banking, war machine, and as Tex Mars has reported, Obama has refused Netanyahu's orders for the U.S. military to attack Iran. President Trump will obey the orders to attack Iran, thus likely leading to Russia's and China's nuclear retaliation and the global nuclear exchange, which will incinerate most of the human beings on planet Earth. As Netanyahu and the rest of the diabolical ruling elite descend into their protective underground cities, they are also planning to temporarily ascend into space in protection from the nuclear holocaust that will blanket planet Earth. If this sounds too fantastic, just ask Catherine Austin Fitz, who has exposed the trillions of dollars stolen to finance their underground and their secret off-planet safe zones of habitation.
Wow, she's never told me that. That's interesting. Okay,
I
so you are quoting...
I got it on my Vimeo channel.
Okay, but you're quoting... You're quoting Tex Mars, right?
No. Everything I read here was my own words. This is my statement. No one.
Okay, that's your statement. Okay,
yeah.
So.
And I'm telling you what Tex Mars has reported, and I go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I want to hear what you have to say.
Obama, despite his you know, most people, and I too, have great disrespect for his behavior as president. But it could very well be that Obama was the only man who had the courage to defy and deny Netanyahu's command, domination of our United States government. It is egregious. It is shocking how the members of the U.S. Congress, and we've got this on videotape, the speech where about a year ago, when Netanyahu muscled his way onto the floor of the U.S. Senate, the U.S. House of Representatives, without permission from the president, and gave a speech, and you could see every member stood up, every fawning, terrorized member of Congress stood up and gave him lavish applause because they were so much in fear.
Okay, let me go to the break. We've got a 1 minute, 10 second break. When we come back, I want you to finish up then with what you have to say.